Let's take a moment and recall an event in our lives that left you so fired up that you just wanted to go out and change the world. Perhaps it was an awesome retreat or LA Congress, or listening to a great motivational speaker such as Matthew Kelly or our own Father Jim. Or even more recently, participating in the Holy Week liturgies and the Easter Vigil. Think about how you felt. Now, imagine how the disciples must have felt, experiencing the Holy Thursday and Passion events live and firsthand. The emotional roller coaster that they were on, being there at the Last Supper when Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist and the very special service in the washing of the feet, his horrible suffering and death on the cross, and when all seemed lost, his resurrection. Then, of course, the disciples met the resurrected Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And in last week's gospel, we heard the amazing story where Jesus appeared to the disciples, and he helped Thomas to believe by offering to allow him to touch his hands, the nail marks in his hands, and put his hand into his side. Wouldn't we expect that through those experiences, the disciples would be totally fired up, energized, and nothing could stop them from changing the world? Right? But in today's gospel, we find that some of the disciples return to their old way of life. They return home to Galilee, for fishing. St. John tells us that they fished all night and caught nothing. Then at dawn, Jesus appeared to them on the shore. They didn't recognize Jesus. Jesus told them to go back out, cast their nets off the right side of the ship. They did as they were told, and they caught more fish than they could handle. And it was then that John recognized Jesus. Is it possible that all their excitement and all their being fired up could have vanished that quickly? What about us? How long does our own excitement and fired up feelings last? Are we still charged up from Easter, Holy Week and Easter? Especially in this Easter season, are we able to see and recognize Jesus in every person we meet? Or have we too become like the disciples and returned to our old lives? Have we let the first distraction to come along and deflate our spirit? Also, in today's gospel, after Jesus makes breakfast for the disciples over a charcoal fire, we have the famous dialogue between Jesus and Peter. Now, to help us to understand what this is all about, we need to first realize that in the Bible, there are only two mentions of a charcoal fire. One, obviously, in today's gospel reading. And the first mention, it comes on Holy Thursday in the scene of the high priest's courtyard, where Peter and some of the guards and some of the servants were standing in front of the charcoal fire keeping warm. It was at that first charcoal fire that Peter denied knowing Jesus three times. So the charcoal fire in today's gospel reading becomes the scene of Peter's repentance and forgiveness. And it's not just any forgiveness. It's a perfect one. Because in Holy Scripture, the number three means divine perfection, complete and holy, just as in the Holy Trinity. So when Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him, he is actually forgiving him in a very special way. And we also notice that throughout the Gospels, whenever Jesus forgives someone or heals someone, he always follows that with a call to action. For example, in the story of the adulterous woman, Jesus tells her to go and sin no more. In the story of the paraplegic, Jesus tells him to pick up her bed and go. It's interesting that Jesus would tell him to pick up his bed because now he can walk. He no longer needs that bed. But what Jesus is saying is, pick up the bed and take it to someone else who may need it. And today we read, Jesus tells Peter to feed and tend my sheep. The same thing applies to us. In fact, at the end of Mass, we have a dismissal that tells us to go in peace, glorifying the Lord by our lives. And I know sometimes it can be difficult to know how God is calling us to serve. In my final year in formation for the diaconate, I had asked my spiritual director to help me to discern how God was calling me, which ministry God was calling me to serve after ordination. And he told me that it would be something that Father Jim will ask me that I really want to do. I really didn't understand that at the time. And in the same way, maybe Peter really didn't understand when Jesus tells him that when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. When Jesus calls us, and he does, he calls each and every one of us in a very unique and special way. When he calls us, it usually means for us to step out of our comfort zone. Perhaps to go where we don't want to go. For example, we're called to serve as a lecturer, to stand up here, read scripture in front of an entire church. Sometimes it requires to get over our nervousness. The same serving as a Eucharistic minister or a member of the choir. We're getting past our own discomforts by visiting the sick, the homebound, the poor, the hungry, or those in jail. But the good news is that we are not called to come out of our comfort zones alone. Jesus is with us every step of the way. In fact, Jesus assures us, be not afraid and know that he goes before us always. In fact, the words, be not afraid, appears in Scripture 365 times, once for each day of the year. And when we do say yes to his calling, when we take the risk to serve by giving of ourselves in a very special way that only we can do, our hearts are filled with joy. So, my sisters and brothers in Christ, let's keep this Easter season joy alive in our hearts. And St. John tells us today, he tells us exactly how to do that. First, allow Jesus to feed us. And he does that in the Holy Eucharist. To receive God's mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. And finally, be not afraid to say yes when he calls us out of our comfort zones. And to be Jesus to others. Happy, blessed, and joyful Easter season to you all.